Track 4, and more news. Grant funding benefits clubs and organisations. More than £49,000 worth of grant money will be going to assist clubs, organisations and individuals from the Kingstainton area. The grants were distributed at Kingstainton Town Council's annual town meeting, which was held at the Community Hall on the 17th of April. Mayor Councillor Dave Ripping, together with fellow councillors, warmly welcomed residents and representatives from local clubs and organisations. Committee chairs delivered presentations outlining the council's activities over the past 12 months, highlighting key achievements, additional work undertaken, plus the benefits of newly acquired time-saving equipment. And during the meeting, residents raised concerns regarding speeding in the area and the recent increase in the town council precept. The mayor then presented the 18 grant awards, totalling just over £49,000. Representatives from each group spoke briefly how the funding would be used to enhance their facilities and support their members. Local Great Britain athlete Henry Radcliffe and Dave Brown were also awarded funding to support their competitive journeys. Henry will compete in the BMX World Championships in Australia this July, while David will represent Great Britain at the Multisport World Championships in Abu Dhabi in November. Both athletes delivered inspiring presentations, encouraging others to pursue sporting opportunities. The 2026 Community Organisation Award Certificate was presented to the 10 Tours volunteers at Teen School, recognising long-standing commitment to training young people for the event. A second certificate was awarded to the Friends of Teen School, a volunteer group working to raise funds to enhance facilities and opportunities for students and their families. The 2026 Volunteer Community Citizenship Award was presented to Elizabeth Thompson in recognition of her exceptional contributions to the community. Her voluntary work spans numerous local organisations. She has also played a leading role in recent efforts to secure the future of Kingstainton Library.
Inaugural Miniature Engineering Show. Experience the world of model engineering this May as Southwest Miniature Show debuts in Newton Abbot. The exhibition, which takes place on May the 15th and 16th at the racecourse, will feature many hand-machined steam locomotives, traction engines and other working machines. Brought to Newton Abbot by model engineers from societies across the Southwest, the models are often constructed in home workshops or domestic garages. Many miniature engineering clubs used to put on shows, but since COVID-19, this has now almost stopped, the nearest full exhibition being in Warwickshire. The event will appeal to established hobbyists, but organiser Rob Spear has worked hard to make the event family-friendly. It won't just be static models, there'll be lots of movement, lots of intrigue, and more outdoors, including a miniature steam railway giving rides, traction engines in steam, and a tabletop steam railway. As a lifelong model engineer himself, Rob says it's quite a coup to bring such a quality show to South Devon. We are all really excited that so many people are pulling out the stops to make this something special.
Runner's Rowcroft Marathon Milestone. A determined runner is celebrating an incredible milestone in his fundraising journey for Rowcroft Hospice, having completed a 25th half marathon. Jeff Pring from Newton Abbot set himself an ambitious challenge to run 50 half marathons before turning 50 this October. He's marking the halfway point in a 12-month challenge that's testing both his physical and mental endurance while raising vital funds for local hospice care. Jeff completed his 25th half marathon at Buckfast Abbey, where he works as the Director of Visitor Experience, and he invited others to share in the milestone with him. He said, I mapped out a just over 1 kilometre route around the Abbey grounds and ran it 20 times in 3 hours, with family and colleagues each joining me for a loop, including my wife Helen and sons Ben and Peter. While Jeff is an experienced runner, taking on 50 half marathons in the space of just a year has pushed him to new limits. The idea for this challenge came from approaching my milestone 50th birthday and taking the opportunity to reflect on life. I've always enjoyed being outdoors, running, cycling and walking. Last year I took part in the TUI Palmer Half Marathon, and I think that amazing experience was the catalyst. To begin with, the biggest challenge was the physical effort. Even though I've been running for years, it's taken my body a while to build up the resilience needed to run between 20 and 25 miles a week. Second to the physical effort is the weather. I don't think I've ever run in so much wind and rain. Despite the challenges, Jeff draws strength from a desire to give back. He added, I've been aware of Rowcroft's work for many years. In recent years, my wife and I lost a good university friend, Giles. His death shifted our outlook on life and helped us realise the importance of valuing the time we have now. We both recognise the importance of thinking not only about ourselves, but also about those around us. I know that each day I'm out there, Rowcroft staff and volunteers are supporting someone, and that's what keeps me going. With 25 half marathons now complete, Jeff is setting his sights on the finish line. If I complete my 50th half marathon and reach my fundraising target, I'll be over the moon. There are times when I wonder if I've set myself too hard a target, but I always feel encouraged when a donation comes in or a message of support appears on my phone. I'm trying not to think about how, at the end of my final half marathon in Torquay in October, I'll be running up the hill to the hospice itself. In September, Jeff will be taking on the Torbay half marathon as part of his challenge and is encouraging others to join in and raise funds for Rowcroft.